Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News. And we are absolutely appreciative that she is going to discuss one of the biggest stories that is hitting the area the last day or so. And we're talking about El Paso, the shooting, and the immediate aftermath. Jessica, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for joining the two of us this morning.
Of course. Good morning.
We appreciate you being here. So, what is happening?
All right, we have a few things. So, law enforcement released the list of names of the 22 victims killed, and we're learning more of their stories, including some of their heroic acts, like David Johnson, who shielded his wife and granddaughter, and mm-hmm. he was killed, and they survived. You may have already heard the story of 25-year-old Jordan Anchondo, who her body was found, and underneath it was her two-month-old baby with broken bones. He survived, but both of his parents are dead. So that's coming out, and also learning more about the investigation. The police chief shared with us that the alleged shooter, is being very talkative.
Why do you think that is? Why is he being so talkative? Usually they try to hush him up till their attorney is there, but he's talking. He's very, very talkative. Why do you think that is?
I think we can draw a lot from the fact that this person wrote this manifesto and wanted it published and wanted it out there and wanted people to know that he was doing this for a reason. He believed that there was an invasion of Latinos, and he intended to stop it. So I guess we might not be so surprised that he's being forthcoming, given that he wrote, a four-page essay about his exact actions. But we've learned from the police chief that he apparently drove from the Dallas area, which we know he'd lived with his grandparents previously in that area, though not for the past 6 weeks, according to those grandparents, drove at least 10 hours from the Dallas area to El Paso. According to the police chief, he said he got lost in an El Paso neighborhood and wound up at the Walmart because he said he was hungry. We've heard that, now the chief didn't confirm this next part, but we've heard from others that he then apparently went into the Walmart, looked around, then left and came back. That's interesting because one witness, Chris Grant, said that, and Chris Grant is African American, and he said that he noticed the shooter was letting white people and black people go or walk by, and that he was shooting at people of Hispanic origin.
Regardless if they were citizens or not, because he wouldn't know that.
Right, precisely, he wouldn't know that. And El Paso is a famous border town filled with Latinos. It's 84% Hispanic here. And it's right adjacent to Mexico. It's one of those towns where people shuttle back and forth freely. They go shopping in El Paso, and then they go back to Juarez, so it's well known for that. It's a border city, classic border city. I will also say that we heard from the mayor, who told us that he is anticipating a visit from the president on Wednesday, and that he will receive the office of the president as he is the mayor, and it is his obligation to do so. I think that language is of note because there are plenty of people here in El Paso who've expressed that they don't want the president to come.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So the mayor, it sounded like, is positioning himself a little bit to say, I'm not super excited, but I am doing this because it is not a political visit, and the president can give us things that we need if we ask for them.
That's right.
Again, when you think about this whole situation, Jessica, it just seems as though everything is anti-Trump in a way. Do you know what I mean?
I think it depends on where you are. I think it depends on the city, the town, the state. I think based on the folks I've spoken to in lots of different cities, I think you're not necessarily wrong depending on where you are. it seems like this president dominates people's sort of thoughts, the political discussion, the discussion in general. People are very, very motivated by this president one way or another. Either you are motivated in a positive way or a negative way.
Jessica, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and I was just going to conclude by saying I don't necessarily think you're wrong.
You said a moment ago that he was living with his grandparents, with the exception of the last 6 weeks. Do we know his whereabouts over the last 6 weeks? Where was he residing?
No, and I think that is so crucial to this investigation. What happened in those past 6 weeks? Why was he not living with his grandparents anymore? Did something happen? I think that's going to be that. The answer to that question is going to tell us a lot, I think, based on, you know, this person wrote a 4-page essay, right? That takes time. That takes thought. I mean, if you read any of it, this person really thought about his hatred.
And it makes me wonder if he wrote that wherever he was in the last 6 weeks. Did he write that at his grandparents' house, or did he write that on the road wherever he happened to be residing?
Yeah, I think your questions right now are of utmost importance to this investigation.
Oh, thank you.
He says in his manifesto that these thoughts and feelings long predated President Trump being president.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this was festering for a while, and he just decided now was the time. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's premeditated. He goes in there and shoots Latinos. However, Latinos were not the only ones that were victims in this, correct?
I don't have the races of everybody. I think I know Jordan Onchando was certainly married to. Yeah, I just don't know everybody's race. She could have been Latino as well. I really don't know. I don't know everybody's race. It does sound like the names. I mean, if you read the names,
mm-hmm.
several of them sound, you know, Benavidez, Cepedo Campos, Flores, Calvillo Gracia, Hernandez, Juarez, Loya, Manzano, Marquez, Ricard, Regaldo, Rodriguez, mm-hmm. Sanchez, Velazquez. These are the last names of the victims. So
they could be married, though. They could be married names.
They could be married names. And if you look at some of the pictures, you can't conclude one way or another.
Yeah.
All of these folks are Latino or of Hispanic descent. I think it's safe to say most of them are.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could say for 100% certain.
No, of course not. But what you said, Jessica, a little while ago, I find very interesting that he was letting African Americans and Caucasians, he was letting them go and targeting specifically Latino.
What he thought
was Latino, right?
Exactly. And that is according to a witness. Chris Grant says he started throwing things at the guy in the parking lot, trying to get his attention and distract him, and ended up getting shot himself. So how much of this methodology or race selection he saw from this shooter, we don't know. This is his account.
Yeah. Very, very sad. You know, we've heard the story of a mother trying to shield her baby from being shot, and then her husband shielding his wife, her, and the baby from being shot, and the baby were happy to report, according to this story, allegedly survived. But
the baby did survive.
Yes, but the parents did not, correct?
Jordan and Andre Onchando did not survive.
Yeah.
The baby was pulled from under her body. I mean, I don't know about you, maybe because I just had my first child, 4 months
congrats.
Old. I burst into tears when I read that story.
Yeah.
So I find this whole thing sickening and devastating in a new way because I'm a new mother.
Of course, of course. But listen, I'm not a new mother, but I let me tell you, when I read that, it was emotional. I'll tell you that for a fact. So just very sad.
You know, when you listen to a story like this, and you go over and over and over again some of the happenings in the story, you just wonder how many others are standing by to do the same thing. That's one of the things I believe that we've got to address and that we've got to cover.
I agree with you. It's absolutely terrifying. I know that when you get a hold of anybody in law enforcement, especially at the federal level, that's one of the first questions is, what are we doing about that? What are we doing about, you know, and President Trump said it yesterday, looking in the dark corners of the internet, right, to find where these people are, because they let us know. At some point, a lot of them let us know what they are thinking.
Yeah. There's hints that I think people need to be much more in tune to.
Absolutely.
You are in El Paso right now.
Yeah.
Describe the, and I can almost guess your answer, but describe the atmosphere there.
The people of El Paso, despite what they just went through, I think are the nicest people I've ever met in any city. Mm-hmm. And I've traveled to quite a few American cities. So while the atmosphere is sort of like, you know, haunted a little bit, especially around the mall and the Walmart.
Sure.
People are still going about their business and just being so friendly.
Because
so kind.
It's a media
and
frenzy.
It's
there.
A really sweet town.
It's a media frenzy there, right there right now, correct?
I wouldn't call it a frenzy only because people are subdued, but yes, it's packed with media, absolutely.
And they're not used to that kind of attention, albeit negative attention, unfortunately, or sad attention. But people, right. You say, are holding up the best way that they can. Are they? Do you see a lot of emotion and relying on, like, neighbor? Embracing and counting on each other in these times?
Absolutely, absolutely. And people are showing up to vigils and they're, yeah. You know, gathering together and being very affectionate with one another. But these folks were like that before. I mean, yeah. This is a unique place of, I've never seen people quite like this before. So I think they were like that before, very neighborly and very friendly anyway.
I cannot thank you enough for your time this morning and describing to our listeners what it is like, an eyewitness of a view, if you will, since you are live right now in El Paso, Texas, and giving us a description in such great detail. We really appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. That's Fox News' Jessica Rosenthal live in El Paso, Texas this morning.